ISO standards. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, is a worldwide federation of the national standards institutes of 163 countries. It is a trusted partner in the global community for the development of globally relevant international standards. The current ISO portfolio includes more than 25,000 standards and other types of documents, which include different certification processes and standards that are available for many types of industries. These range from agriculture and construction, through mechanical engineering and manufacturing and distribution, to transport, medical devices, food technology, environmental protection, oil and gas, shipbuilding, and information and communication technologies. ISO also has standards for good management practices and for services. ISO standards are voluntary. ISO has no legal authority to enforce the standards implementation. ISO does not perform certification or issue certificates itself. Certification is performed by external certification bodies that have been accredited by ISO. Companies can achieve certification for standards in which a certification is available through an ongoing auditing process by these certification bodies. While all ISO standards are voluntary, some ISO standards, mainly those concerned with health, safety, or the environment, have been adopted by countries as part of their regulatory framework, and some voluntary standards may be a de facto market requirement. For example, ISO 9001, Quality Management Systems. There are many benefits for organizations to adopt ISO standards, even for those standards with no related regulation or market requirement. Benefits may include the following, depending on the standards being adopted: quality processes and products/services. Better consistency leads to high quality and few defects. Waste reduction and process efficiency. ISO standards can help identify and eliminate waste and process inefficiencies for significant cost savings. Customer satisfaction and loyalty. ISO standards help organizations meet or exceed customer expectations. Credibility. Adopting ISO standards helps demonstrate a commitment to professionalism and quality. The worldwide recognition of these standards can provide a competitive advantage when seeking credibility. Market access. Organizations can find new customers who require their suppliers to be ISO certified. International market access can be facilitated by adopting standard terms and methods from ISO standards, especially for quality and safety requirements. Morale. Adoption of ISO standards can help reduce process inefficiencies and add structure to the work environment, possibly improving morale. Like any regular investment in training and development, training in ISO standards can help create a culture of continuous improvement. Risk mitigation. Using ISO standards to formally manage risks in general or manage the risks of a specific industry or process can help avoid costly errors or disruptions and could result in lower insurance premiums. Some ISO standards are considered management standards. All of the standards discussed here are management standards. ISO 14001, ISO 26001, ISO 45001, and ISO 50001. Management standards define the requirements necessary in order to manage quality, environmental protection, energy management, or other broadly applicable subjects. The standards do not prescribe the details of how to accomplish these objectives. That is up to each organization to determine and document. Conformance relative to ISO management standards is an affirmative indication or judgment that the management controls are in place, have been documented, and that the product or service conforms to the company's own requirements as created by the management controls. ISO 14001 for environmental management. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the ISO 14000 series standards are a series of generic environmental management standards developed by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, that provide structure and systems for managing environmental compliance with legislative and regulatory requirements and affect every aspect of a company's environmental operations. These standards help companies to minimize harmful effects on the environment due to their activities and to continually improve environmental performance. Originally developed as an outcome of the 1992 Rio Summit on the Environment, they provide a framework for a company to develop an environmental management system as well as an audit program. An environmental management system, ENS, enables an organization to identify and control the impact of its activities, products, and services, continually enhance its environmental performance, develop a systematic method for establishing environmental objectives and targets as well as measures of its ability to achieve them. The ISO 14000 family of standards includes the following. ISO 14001 offers a framework for a strategic, holistic approach to an organization's environmental policy, plans, and actions. It explains the generic requirements for an EMS to be used by businesses or industry. It requires that an organization be committed to compliance with applicable environmental legislation and regulations, and to continuously improving its efforts. Organizations at any level of sustainability implementation will find this useful. The standard also emphasizes incorporating environmental management into strategic planning and leadership, and proactive implementation of sustainable practices helps track performance trends for improvement, focuses on life cycle thinking, and adds a communication methodology. This is the only standard in the series against which it is currently possible to be certified by an external authority. Certification can help an organization meet legal and stakeholder requirements related to environmental performance, help improve public image, and often give an organization a competitive advantage or financial benefit. ISO 14001 Amendment 1 and 1, Climate Action Changes, is a 2024 amendment that is part of a climate action update, ISO 9001 on quality and ISO 45001 on health and safety, also got climate action updates, intended to ensure climate change issues are part of assessments of the effectiveness of the given management system. ISO 14001 Amendment 1 addresses adapting to climate change and mitigating it as part of operations. ISO 14004 provides guidelines on the specific elements of an EMS and its implementation and explains the main issues involved. It can serve other purposes as well, providing assurance to stakeholders complying with laws, serving as proof of the organization's claims about its environmental practices, and illustrating its conformity. Other sections provide information about the principles of environmental auditing, sampling, testing, and analytical methods, qualification criteria for environmental auditors, labeling concerns, and life cycle issues. ISO 14000 has had such an impact on organizations' business practices and trade that ISO has also developed guidelines and standards for specific industries, groups, and areas of interest, automotive, customer satisfaction, education, energy, food safety, information security, healthcare, local government, medical devices, petroleum and gas, risk, ship recycling, supply chain security. A link to the ISO website with industry-specific standards is provided in the additional resources. ISO 26000 Guidance for Social Responsibility. ISO 26000 refers to guidance for social responsibility. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, ISO 26000 is an international standard developed by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, to assist organizations in contributing to sustainable development beyond legal compliance through a common understanding of social responsibility. ISO 26000 is not a management system standard and is not intended or appropriate for certification purposes or regulatory or contractual use. ISO 26000 provides a structure for organizations in the private and public sectors to think about how they can act and operate in a socially responsible manner. The underlying goal of social responsibility is to make contributions to sustainable development. ISO 26000 addresses 7 primary subjects within its guidelines, including organizational governance, human rights, labor practices, the environment, fair operating practices, consumer issues, and community involvement and development. ISO encourages an organization to first take the time to do 2 critical things. Recognize its social responsibility within its sphere of influence. Identify and engage with its stakeholders. Once those have been accomplished, the organization is ready to analyze the 7 core areas and determine how it will integrate social responsibility into its decisions and activities. ISO 50001 for energy management. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, ISO 50001 is an international standard that defines the requirements for designing, implementing, and maintaining an energy management system. It includes documentation, reporting, and procurement guidance. Organizations can use such a system to conform to stated energy policy and continually improve their energy efficiency, energy use, and consumption. The ISO 50001 standard requires that organizations demonstrate that they have improved their energy performance over time. The firm chooses its own quantitative targets and then creates an action plan to reach them. Similar in design to ISO 14001, ISO 50001 uses a plan, do, check, action structure and is made up of 7 components: general requirements, management responsibility, energy policy, energy action plan, implementation and operation, performance audits, and management review. By reducing the amount of energy it uses, an organization can reduce the cost of lighting its facilities, such as offices, warehouses, return centers, depots, etc., meet self-imposed or legislative carbon targets. Become less reliant on non-renewable fossil fuels. Promote the company's reputation as being socially responsible. ISO 45001 for health and safety. ISO 45001 addresses occupational health and safety, OH and S management systems, from setting related objectives and policies to conducting emergency planning and investigating incidents. It can be used to systematically manage OH and S risks, show leadership commitment to worker health and safety, ensure compliance with related regulations, and reduce the incidence of workplace injuries, illnesses, and incidents. Organizations use the standard to create emergency preparedness and response policies and procedures that in turn help strengthen organizational resilience. It uses a plan, do, check, action, PDCA framework to ensure the process is continually improved. The standard has an amendment related to climate action changes. It simply adds that organizations should determine whether climate change is a relevant issue to their OH&S activities, and that relevant interested parties may have related OH&S requirements.